This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
Katie found a story that was in the news that you're absolutely going to be telling your friends about. It involves police pulling somebody over, and it was what they had in the car with them. What is the story?
So they pulled over a woman who they believed to be under the influence and also had a warrant out for her arrest.
Okay.
And they handcuff her, put her in the back of their car. They are going through her car, you know, looking for evidence and stuff. And they find a pet raccoon.
Aww.
That just sits in the front seat with her. But this raccoon was doing a little bit extra. Do we want to play it?
Yeah. This is the audio from the police.
The reason I stopped you is you are suspended with a warrant for your arrest.
I am?
The raccoon has her meth pipe.
Did I hear that right?
The raccoon had her meth pipe.
Oh, as what?
Oh, my God.
Her meth pipe. He's playing with the meth pipe right now. Oh, there's no one. He's trying to smoke it.
These are police officers.
Yeah, this is all body cam footage.
Listen, I understand you have to maintain a certain level of professionalism. When you see, during a routine traffic stop, a raccoon trying to smoke a meth pipe, that is the only...
It's allowed to give you a chuckle.
At the very least.
Now, what's great about this is they see the raccoon as a crack pipe. Or meth pipe. I don't know. I don't know the difference. Are they the same thing? Crack and meth?
I believe they're different drugs.
Okay. And he has the pipe. The cop goes, oh my God, he's got her crack pipe.
He's playing with the meth pipe right now.
Meth pipe.
Oh, there's no one. He's trying to smoke it.
Okay. Okay. They take the first meth pipe away. Raccoon immediately picks up a second meth pipe and puts it to its lips.
We might have audio of that, too.
There's no way. All right. All right. Enough fun and games.
Okay. No.
Yeah. And you know what? I think on the surface, people would think like, oh, yeah, raccoons are a methy animal. But I know that we have worked very hard on this show to change the perception of raccoons.
It's pretty much the bedrock of the show.
Yeah. And that they're not just, you know, trash can creatures that come out of the sewers at night.
And thank you for adding the word not just. The word just. We recognize that,
they are.
Dumpster diving, sewer living, beautiful,
adorable,
floofy,
our friends,
kitty cat like,
animals. Kitty cat with hands. But I think that people would be like, oh, yeah, of course that raccoon's doing meth. How dare you?
How dare you?
This is, I'm sick of this. I can't let this raccoon, I'll tell you what, I hope that this woman gets animal endangerment.
Well, do we know, okay, now here's the question. Do we know that this was a pet raccoon?
It's giving pet vibes. Yeah. It's way too comfortable.
It was sitting in the front seat.
Yeah. That doesn't mean anything. Right now, there's a spider in my car, and it is not my pet. Okay? Yeah. And I know there's a spider in my car, because every time I get back in it, my head goes through some sort of little web.
Okay.
And it freaks me out. I don't want to be in my car.
But how would the raccoon have gotten in the car?
Crawled in.
When?
Probably through a hole in the bottom of the car.
Well, the car does look like it. Okay, but when? At the traffic stop?
No, maybe. I would say probably before she left for her errands for the day.
Well, then that is my pet.
That's...
I will say it is a raccoon that is wide awake in the daytime, which is a little concerning, but it doesn't seem rabid.
When you look at pictures of this, by the way, the woman's car looks like a hoarder.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like a hoarder's house. And you can see the metal frame of the door on the passenger side, which means everything from the panel has been removed.
Yeah.
Everything about this tracks. Like, to say that the raccoons are dumpsters, this raccoon might think it's in a dumpster.
In a dumpster. Yes. I agree with that.
It also does seem very familiar with a meth/crack pipe.
It puts it right to its mouth. See, that's another way I know that this is a pet raccoon, because this is learned behavior.
Yeah.
I learned it from watching you. So we got to rescue that raccoon.
Yeah, we do. But here's the thing.
It might be drug addicted.
Right. You know me. You know us. We love raccoons, as we've well established.
Yeah.
I don't support raccoons on meth.
I cancel you.
Did you say, I cancel you?
Yes. You are canceled. You better tread lightly, sir.
Why? Because it's not their fault?
Yes.
Oh.
And you can't just be saying whatever anymore.
All right.
You've got standards.
No, you're right. You're right. I'd like to issue an apology, a public apology.
To
raccoons.
And?
Meth heads.
Thank you.
Okay. It's a funny thing. I cancel you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.